Chapter 29, The Shootout. "Oh, goodness, now what happens?" asked Tobin. He was still a bit woozy from all the spinning around.
"What a thrilling turn of events," said Boris. "My heart can't handle it. My cold blood is boiling. A tiebreaker! A shootout!"
The Crocs looked at their leader in dismay. Any shred of composure he had at the beginning of the match was long since cast off. He was openly giddy. "How does this shootout work?" asked Don. The bats stepped forward and cleared their throats. Shouting over the crowd had fried their vocal cords. "Each team will select three players to take a shot on goal. If at the end of the shootout a tie still remains, both teams will shoot again. Sudden death this time. First goal wins. Svor." A concerned expression registered on Dawn's face. She glanced up at Boris, who could barely contain his excitement. "Boris," she said, "if we win this shootout, we win the game, correct?"
"Yes, yes, if you win, good for you," said the ecstatic crocodile.
"Then you will let us all go free?" Boris turned away from the fox. He swallowed hard and scratched his neck with his kiwi beak.
"Right, right. Everyone to your positions. Our shooters will be Miss, V, and Orr. The Nox shoot first."
Dawn did not like the way Boris answered her question, but had no time to argue. The Nox huddled and quickly selected three canines to be their shooters, Julian, Ajax, and Dawn. The crowd was tense as Julian glided to the center line. He had a nervous habit of spinning his kiwi.
"Oh, Julian, stop, stop, I tell you, I'm going to be sick," the bird begged, her bristly feathers fanning out with each rotation.
"Sorry, I'm just a little nervous."
The coyote squatted down low. The blue light of the cave started to swim and dance before his eyes. A white haze crept in at the edges of his vision. "Whizz!" the bats whistled. Harry dropped to the marble floor, and Julian tapped the spider forward, picking up speed. Boris danced side to side, knees up, knees down, moving his body to protect different parts of the net. Halfway to the goal, Julian flipped Harry straight up into the air. The crowd went silent as they watched the tarantula rise and fall. In one fluid motion, the coyote swung his kiwi like a hammer, connecting with Harry in midair. The spider whizzed toward Boris and bounced off the tip of his outstretched claw. The shot was good. Whizz! All four bats blew in unison.
"Goal for the Nox!" shouted Bismarck.
They pulled into an early lead.
"And the pressure, mes amis, is most definitely on the Crocs now." The crowd howled as Miss slid to the center of the floor. The Croc hunched over her kiwi, shutting out the jeers and boos. When the whistle blew, she cradled Harry with her kiwi and methodically moved down the floor. She switched the tarantula over to her left side. With a slap, the crocodile belted the spider at the corner of the net. Tobin dove to the left, his stumpy arms fully extended. But as he jumped, his tail caught under his foot. Oof! His leg shot out behind him, sending him onto a high-speed front flip. As he came down with a heavy thud on the stone, he felt a hard tap on the side of his rear foot. Blotches and spots danced across his vision, and then everything went black.
"Tobin!" Cora cried.
The Nox all gathered around their pangolin friend lying unconscious in the goal. Even Bismarck glided down from his announcer's perch.
"Mon ami, mi hermano!"
He flung his arms around his friend.
"Oh, fate, how cruel you are! You bring this wonderful pangolin into my life, only to snatch him away so soon! Yes, he made terrible smells from time to time, but..."
"Bismarck," said Dawn. "He's waking up."
"Oh, goodness," Tobin moaned, his beady eyes blinking.
"How are you feeling?" Dawn asked, bending down. She inspected the pangolin's eyes for signs of trauma.
"Oh, goodness," Tobin muttered.
The swarm of faces around him was shifting into focus. He remembered where he was.
"Move aside, players," called a bat, swooping in. "Give him some space," said another, clearing a path through the huddled players.
The pangolin started to stand.
"No need to worry, everybody. I'll be just..." Ow!
He clutched his right foot. It was swelling to the size of a big, ripe tomato. Looks like a sprain, said Don. Do you need to sit this one out? Tobin bent his head low, unable to speak aloud the words that they all knew to be true. It's all right, whispered Don. You were great, and the game's almost done. The fox cleared her throat and turned to the bats. I will serve as replacement goalie. Bzzz, the bats whistled. Then it's settled. Back to your sidelines. We're on to the next shooter. Ciro and Ajax reached toward the pangolin to help him move off the floor. Wait, said Tobin. Did I miss the block? Did they score? Dawn placed a paw on the pangolin's shoulder. Her amber eyes glowed with pride. No, Tobin, the fox smiled. You stopped it. We are winning by one.